from the Indigenous Grown Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Mr. Don Omiro. Today, he's celebrating taking his band, Indian City, to the top of this week's charts with the number one single, Forgiving. He'll be stopping by to tell us all about it and his new album, Nothing is Meaningless. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Oh yeah, let's get it going. Music now from Indian City, here is Through the Flood. Music from Indian City, featuring Don Omiro, Through the Flood. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Here's Nihiwak.
What we're being told. struggle to survive, to break through old stereotypes, dead ends and trials, but I'm still here, I'm still alive. The hand of blame, it's all unending trials, but I'm still here, I'm still alive.
That's music from Kalaya and Blackwater. I Will Always Fight. Hey, Quick Mansion, you want to get a hold of me right now? You can always text us at the Indigenous Grown Studios talking text line, 936-628-4837. That's 936-NATIVES. Let me know what's happening. You want to hear a song? Let's hook it up. Right, here we go. Music now from Pura Fae. This is River People. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Yeah. You call me up on a Saturday night. I hear a sweet voice. Boy, you say my name just right. Give me a t-shirt after just one night. This should be going somewhere, but I just can't see the light. So, when I'm
brand new, Waiting on a No from Ashley Ghostkeeper. Here's Let It Rain by the Breakwater Band.
You're holding on to what remains, this fire flowing through your veins, and nothing seems to faze you anymore. You've been down and broken up. There were times you'd even given up, but that fire inside yourself to make you strong. Well, time is of the essence here. It's not enough for you to live in fear. Let that fire inside burn because you're strong. You might to change the way it's already drawn. Use that fire to light the way to carry on. Let it rain, that fire, it ain't going out. Let it rain, you're drowning, but still room to shine.
so bad, so tired of being sad. I'm just looking for the light. When you're gone, I'm all alone. This house just ain't no home. Feels more like a big black hole. You know I need something more. What is it that I'm looking for? I'm just looking for the light. Ooh, yeah, the light is free. Come on, fly with me. Ooh, yeah, the light is free. Come on, fly with me. Ooh, yeah, the light is free. Come on, fly with me. On your ambition, I'll try not to have my suspicions, but baby, something's going on. Will you ever slide with me? You walk the line and be set free, or will you step into conformity? Will you fly high in the sky and never have to question why? Love is love, and that's all you ever need to know.
Yeah, Irv Lyons Jr. Looking for the light. Hey, you want to get a hold of me? You can email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and let's hook it up. I can play your music.
Mama, she told me to find a guy who'd be loyal and kind of stay by your side. So he'll be your dog, your best friend. He'll be soft and sweet and love you till the end. Well, you looked at me with puppy eyes. You fill my tummy with butterflies. Would you be my dog? Yeah, a woman's best friend. Well, you're soft and sweet and I love you till the end. Would you be my dog?
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 Yeah, a woman's best friend.
Would you be my dog?
Well, you're soft and sweet and I love you till the end. Have my share of a wild beast. Chewed me up into little pieces. I'm looking for love that's bona fide. You've got me howling on the I'm looking for love that's bona fide. You've got me howling on earth. Well, when I'm down, he picks me up. Snuggles in just like a little puppy's my dog. Yeah, a woman's best friend. Well, he's soft and sweet and I love him till the end. Well, this ain't no demeaning talk.
Would you be my dog?
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 cowardly shirt. It matched her ribbon skirt. It didn't take long till she was into me.
She's too deadly for me.
Too deadly, she's too deadly.
Got her bills paid off and a bachelor's degree.
That was music from Niji, Too Deadly for Me. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, Don Amiro will be in our spotlight. We'll be right back. Indigenous in Music is here for you, bringing you new and original music every week, thanks to the financial support of listeners. Because of listeners like you, staying informed is as easy as accessing this stream. Thank you for making Indigenous in Music available around the world. You listen. Give any amount that works for you. Visit us at Indigenous in Music and click to take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Do you like Indigenous art? I want to invite you over to our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Come visit our virtual art gallery, currently featuring Christopher Sweet, Terry Glad Flores, and Ellen Sillaboy. That's on our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Come on over and check us out, indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Can't be in two places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry K. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back to the Indigenous Grown Studios from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Mr. Don Amiro is in the house. Today, he's celebrating taking his band, Indian City, to the top of this week's charts with the number one single, Forgiving. Let's keep him at the top. Vote now at the Indigenous Music Countdown. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Don Amiro. How you doing, Don?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Thanks thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, I seen you're at the top of the charts, and I thought, man, we got to get him on the show. Keep it going.
Yeah, it's been a little while, hasn't it? Yeah, no, it's been a time, hasn't it? This last couple years, we've luckily to say that, you know, music stays alive and well, at least in my corner of
the
world.
I was looking over my notes and found our first visit was 10 years ago, 2012, and we were promoting your album, Heart on My Sleeve, and you won 2 awards that year for Male Entertainer of the Year and Best Pop Album with Indian City. That was a good, strong coming out.
some good memories, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And now you got the number one song this week.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful that, you know, we're still putting music out there that people love and want to hear and keep spinning and keep voting for us, and the immediate future is about to change because we lost our leader, Vince Fontaine, this last month, and quite surprisingly and suddenly. But it'll be interesting to see what the next chapter holds for Indian City. You know, we have yet to discuss, you know, what that is, but we're just all sort of still in mourning.
Sure. Now, how did you meet Vince?
You know, Vince, he was one of the first sort of believers in me. You know, it was probably about 13 or 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of getting started, just cutting my teeth as an independent artist, and he took me under his wing and kind of pointed me in a couple of good directions, and it was really kind of my first experience of hanging out with a band too. That was Eagle and Hawk, and kind of seeing how those guys did their thing, and you know, those guys were
rock and roll
tops back in the day, and so honestly, I just learned a lot from Vince, you know, not just about, you know, the music side of things, but the business side of things. He was a consummate professional and somebody I just really looked up to, and definitely feeling that loss right now.
Oh yeah, he was a mentor to many, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Now let's talk about your new album, Nothing Is Meaningless. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is kind of my own thing. So I've sort of dabbled in both worlds of Indian City things and you know, Don Amiro stuff. And I signed a record deal about 3 years ago, a country record deal. And so, you know, my stuff has sort of leaned a little more country than ever before, which is great by me because it's sort of been this natural evolution for me. And Nothing Is Meaningless is kind of a good mix of country tunes and sort of singer songwriter kind of stuff, and I love it because just the title itself, which is one of the tracks on the EP, Nothing Is Meaningless, is really just, you know, about the heart of me. You know, every time I put something out, I really want it to reflect where I'm at, and I think every song, every album that we put out is a reflection of where we're at that time, you know. And I think every time you put something out, it should evolve, it should change, it should be different. And I'm really proud of this one, and I think it's sort of the building blocks to my future as well.
Sure. And your last visit, we were promoting Evolution. That was a good album.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And that was sort of the foray into the country world because that one's got Church on it. It's got Live While I'm Alive. It's got a couple of really big country songs. And I think it was that album that sort of opened up the door to my country record deal too, with MDM Recordings. And, you know, every step of the way has been gradually better, you know, and I'm grateful for that. And like I said, even in the midst of what we've been through these last couple of years, I can thankfully say, you know, I've been blessed with a lot of good support and have been able to keep my head above the water through all this.
Oh yeah, you're surrounded by a good circle, definitely.
Absolutely, yeah, really good circle, good community who I feel their love and care every day.
Sure. Now we're going to play your song, Forgiven. What is that song about?
Yeah, this Indian City song. So I was working with Vince and producer Chris Burkaffney not too long ago, actually, just a couple of months ago, and we were talking about the idea of forgiving and how giving is actually part of that word. And it's sort of, you know, it's a play on words because when we're really forgiving, you know, it's really about giving of ourselves.
Yeah.
And when you're in a really good, healthy relationship, it really is about giving to one another and understanding that each person is flawed and really embracing that and growing together in our imperfections.
Right. And the song is number one. How do we vote for you? Where do we go?
Yeah, if you go to Indigenous Music Countdown and just Google that, you'll find us on there, and you can just cast your votes that way and keep us at the top of the charts as long as we can.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Don Amiro. He is a member of Indian City, and they currently have the number one song out on this week's Indigenous Music Countdown. Make sure you visit and vote for them. Let's keep them at the number one spot at IndigenousAndMusicCountdown.com. Don, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Larry, always a pleasure, my friend.
Yes, definitely. It's always great to have you on the show and hear what you're up to.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. You have to get you back on soon again. Definitely.
Yeah, there's always stuff in the works, man. I'm a man with many irons in the fire. You know, just much like how Vince taught me, I'm following in his footsteps.
Right on.
He was a man always having a lot of fires and a lot of irons in those fires, and I learned a lot from him, and hopefully do him well by carrying that torch as I move forward.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play you the number one single of the week. Here is Forgiven.
The war is over. We got to start listening to all the words we're saying here, not just the ones we want to hear. We find ourselves in nowhere. So many pieces missing here. We can put them back together if we think about forever now. Even if we're justified, doesn't mean we can't compromise. Just because we're giving in doesn't mean we're giving up. It only something that we gotta feel. So let's rewrite this story. We can make it what we want it to be. Oh yeah. We should start pretending love, and we should start defending love. Even if we're justified. No, no, no. Doesn't mean we can't compromise. Because we're giving in doesn't mean we're giving up. It only means we are forgiving. It's the life we're living in. Doesn't mean that we should stop. It only means we are forgiving.
That was music from Indian City, and that was Forgiving. It is currently number one at the Indigenous Music Countdown, and you can vote for Indian City and Don Amiro at Indigenous Music Countdown. Good song. Let's keep it at the number one spot. In case you're just tuning in, Don Amiro was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Indigenous in Music.
That's music from Mike Paul, Caribou Man. All right, music now from Isaac Murdoch and Matt F. Here is You Were Chosen to Be Here.
Something that will last forever. Now the sky is yellow, and the beggar spoken, holding both hands open. Did the prophet's words mean nothing?
Thank you.
That was music from Burnsticks, Some Kind of Hell. I'm Larry Kay. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
Do you love our Indigenous in Music show? You can show your support and make a donation today at indigenousinmusic.com. Your contribution ensures we will be delivering your weekly dose of new artists and their music, along with the distribution of our show to your local stations. Visit us at Indigenous in Music and take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Do you like Indigenous art? I want to invite you over to our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Come visit our virtual art gallery, currently featuring Christopher Sweet, Terry Glad Flores, and Ellen Sillaboy. That's on our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Join now and become a member of our Indigenous in Music and Arts community. Visit us at indigenousinmusic.com and choose from a variety of membership levels. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Come show some love. IndigenousInMusicAndArts.org and our music page, IndigenousInMusic.com.
Come show us love.
All right, music now from Blackbird. This is Who We Are. We are Indigenous in Music. I'm Larry Kay. Music from Blackbird, Who We Are. Hey, quick mention, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We're all over the internet. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And of course, you can always visit us on our music page, indigenousinmusic.com. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.